Prayer is an essential part of the spiritual life because it connects us to God. Jesus made it a priority in his own life, and he calls on his followers to do the same. He even gave his disciples a model prayer. It's the prayer that we call the Lord's Prayer, and they use that to guide them in their prayer life. Now, we've been working our way through this prayer line by line for the last several weeks, and today we come to the part about temptation. We pray, lead us not into temptation. But the actual wording in the Bible is a little bit different. In both Matthew and Luke's versions of this prayer, it reads, do not bring us to the time of trial. Now, temptation is a time of trial, and it's something that everyone faces, including Jesus. Now, to help us dig deeper into this, we turn to a passage of Scripture where we find Jesus being tempted by the devil. He was fasting in the wilderness when Satan tempted him three separate times. You can find this story in the Gospel of Luke in the 4th chapter. And if you have a Bible near you, I invite you to open to that passage now. Again, it's Luke chapter 4, and I'll read verses 1 through 13. So let's listen now to these words of Scripture. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. This is the word of our Lord. Now, in our scripture, we find a very hungry Jesus because he hasn't eaten anything for 40 days. He must have been famished, and yet in our minds, we may downplay how hungry he really was because he's the Son of God. We may think that fasting for 40 days was something that he could easily handle. But let's not lose sight of the fact that Jesus was fully human, and just like us, his stomach growled when he was hungry, and without having food for such a long period of time, he was obviously weak, physically weak. Of course, Jesus had given up food for a purpose. He was fasting as a way of preparing himself for the work and the ministry that God was calling him to do. And no doubt, there were moments when he probably thought about ending his fast, like when he was tempted by Satan. Now, the devil knew that Jesus was feeling weak and hungry, and so in his own crafty way, he nudged up to Jesus and said, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." It's as if he was saying, "Hey, Jesus, if you really are hungry, and if you really are God's Son, then what are you waiting for? You've got the power to fix your problems. Go ahead and make some bread." Well, just like Jesus, you and I know what it's like to be tempted. We know what it's like to hunger for something that we know will only distract us from what we should really be doing. Now, we try to avoid temptation as best we can. But the problem with temptation is that it's everywhere. There's always something that tries to pull us off track. Temptation is a regular and consistent part of life. And it's been a part of life since the very beginning of time. We often think of temptation as an invitation to do something that we shouldn't do, like when Adam and Eve were tempted to eat the forbidden fruit. And when we give in to temptation, we often say things like, "The devil made me do it." But in the Lord's Prayer, temptation is something more than this. Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Lead us not into temptation," which seems to suggest that God may actually lead us into temptation. But is that really the case? Well, the first thing we need to do is understand more clearly what temptation is. The Greek word that's used for temptation in the Lord's Prayer can mean both an invitation to do evil or a test. And this is evident when we look at other translations of Matthew 6:13. Take the New English Bible as an example. It says, "Do not bring us to the test." Or the NRSV, which I read just a few moments ago, "Do not bring us to the time of trial." If we think of temptation as a test or even a trial, there are several different ideas that come to mind. For starters, a test is meant for our own good. In school, a test is an opportunity for us to show what we know. And in life, we are tested with hard decisions that can actually help build up our character. We might even think of temptations as a test of our own faithfulness. In the Bible, people are told to not put God to the test, but that isn't about inviting God to do something evil. Rather, it's about not testing God's faithfulness. And we see this in Luke chapter 4, where we're told that Jesus was taken out into the wilderness where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. And then in verse 12, Jesus told the devil, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test." Now, as we dig deeper into this scripture, we see a close relationship between testing and tempting. God is not the one who tempts Jesus. It's the devil who does this. But the Holy Spirit is the one who took Jesus to the place where he was put to the test. And the point is that temptation can be thought of as a test. I am, however, not suggesting that God is the one who tempts us to do something evil. Over the centuries, Christians have been clear that God isn't the one to blame for temptation. Just keep in mind our scripture where we see that Jesus is led by the Spirit, but tempted by the devil. Now, the temptations that we face in life come at us from all different places and directions, but not from God. Some of these temptations come from outside of us. Think about Adam and Eve. They were tempted by the serpent. Other temptations come from within us. And James hit the nail on the head when he wrote, "One is not tempted by one's own desire. One is tempted by one's own desire, being lured and enticed by it." Now, Jesus knew that temptation comes from all these different places, all different directions. And it is a regular part of life. And so he wanted his disciples to pray for help. He taught them, and he teaches us to pray, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Or put another way, "God, help us to not fall when we're tempted." Satan, of course, will use temptation as a way to pull us away from God, to pull us away from a life that gives God glory. That's the tactic that the devil used with Jesus. He wanted Jesus to forget God's plans and instead gratify his own desires. Satan's goal with Jesus and his goal with us is to pull us off the path of living a life that's obedient to God. And that's why we need to ask God for strength. We need to ask God for protection to resist the temptations that we face. And we can have confidence that God will do this. The Apostle Paul said as much in his letter to the Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it reads, God is faithful, and he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, he will also provide the way out so that you may be able to endure it. And that just reminds us that God is the one who provides both the test and the resources to respond to it. So what kind of test might God give us where we might also find the devil? Well, the devil has a way of popping up almost everywhere. In fact, there are temptations with every decision that we face in life, the big decisions and the small decisions. And let me give you a couple of examples. An employee is tempted to lie about a colleague so that he can get a job promotion. Or an entrepreneur, he weighs the economic advantages that come from closing a factory against the consequences of hundreds of people losing their jobs. And every time we get a paycheck, we have to decide how we use our money. Now, I can give you more examples, but the point I'm trying to make is that all of life can be a test or a series of tests by which our character is both shown and formed. Now, our character is shown in how we respond to the test we face. That employee who chooses to lie about his colleague so he can get a promotion shows a lack of integrity. And every time we respond to a test, our character is shaped in some way. That same employee who lies about his colleague is increasingly becoming a liar. And then he's tempted to do it again and again and again. You see, our character is shaped by our habits. And a habit, of course, is a practice or an attitude that we repeat so much that it becomes automatic. There can be good habits and there can be bad habits, both of which shape and form us. When God tests us, we're being given an opportunity to resist temptation and build up our character. It's like when parents loan their child the family car. They know that there are risks and dangers involved with this, but they also know that if they don't loan their child the car, they'll miss the opportunity to help their child learn how to drive confidently and responsibly. God's like this. God knows that we're constantly exposed to danger and temptations. Now, giving us the freedom to face those dangers and temptations makes it possible for us to grow closer to the Lord, to turn to God in our time of need when we need help. And by meeting the tests that we face, we're being shaped into more Christ-like people. Now, tests and temptations certainly can shape us, but we can't do this successfully all by ourselves. We need God's help, which is why we turn to prayer. When we ask God to not lead us into temptation, we're praying that God will support us. We're praying that God will guide us whenever we face a test. We're praying that God will give us the strength to not cave into our temptations. Prayer helps connect us to the help that God offers, as does the Word of God. You know, the Bible is a rich source of wisdom that gives us the guidance needed to live a faithful life. And Jesus turned to the Scriptures when he was tempted by Satan in the wilderness. And Psalm 119 says, I think this is beautiful language, but it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Scripture helps us make good decisions. It helps us avoid the traps that potentially trip us up. and in fighting temptation, we're served well when we try to avoid as much as possible those things that we know will tempt us. A recovering alcoholic chooses to avoid social engagements where alcohol is served because she knows that the smell of alcohol can be too hard to resist. She doesn't want to put herself in that position, so she avoids it. Now, when it comes to temptation, I want us to recognize that we all need help. We need all the help that we can get because we're sinners. And I think deep down we know that we might fail the test. And that's another reason that Jesus teaches us to ask God to not lead us into temptation. But when we are tempted and tested, God will still provide a way out, as the Apostle Paul said. Unfortunately, we're not always successful. We cave into our temptations. We sin. But that's not the end of the world. See, when this happens, we should turn to God and ask for forgiveness. As it says in 1 John, if we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And by confessing our sin, we're affirming the love and the mercy and the power of God. This underscores the importance of prayer, which should be a constant part of our lives. Every day, we should ask God to not lead us into temptation. But when we are, we can pray that we won't fall. And if we do fall, we can ask God for forgiveness. And we need this because we make bad choices. We're sinners. And it would certainly be a mistake to not have this kind of self-awareness. As Paul said in 1 Corinthians, so if you think you're standing, watch out that you do not fall. Any of us can fall. Therefore, we need to pray that God will not lead us into temptation. But when we are, God will be there to help us face the test. And it's through these tests that we grow closer to God and are shaped into more Christ-like people. And that's good news for all of us. Would you pray with me? Gracious God, we know that temptation is a regular part of life, and we ask that you help us spot those things that try to pull us off track. Give us the strength to face the temptations and the tests that come our way. And when we fail, may we always turn to you for forgiveness, which we find in our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the reason for our hope. And it is in his holy name that we pray. Amen.